Well, hello to everybody listening, no matter where you are, in your car, at your house, on the top of a cliff, parasailing after you just bungee jumped, where, you know, most people listen to podcasts, whatever it is. Thank you for continuing to tune in and listen to these conversations and me making bad dad jokes and Kaz making really good points. It's kind of the duo that way, but welcome to our fifth episode, I believe. Does that sound right to you, Kaz?
Sounds like a handful.
Yeah, that was a good one. Boy, now I know who's got the dad jokes. we better just finish off on that note. That was awesome. Oh, man. Yes, this is our fifth episode. And, Kaz, how do you feel, your non-biased opinion, how do you feel about what we've been doing, about this podcast? Have you felt the Lord working through it? Have you felt refreshed after doing these? What's been your feelings and takeaways?
It's something I look forward to every month, to be honest. It's an opportunity to really just be in a place where you're talking to a really good friend, honestly a brother, you know, and
yeah,
you're talking about life, you're talking about real world issues, you're talking about how you can grow, and you're talking about Christ, you know, and
yeah,
it's something that I think I've taken for granted before in my life, where I don't always value that, but it's something I really do look forward to every month. And I've been enjoying every bit of it, and the ups and downs and the getting things going. It's been really fun. And I truly think that, not biased or anything, but I think that the episodes and the topics we've been able to discuss and cover so far have been a topic for everyone in this world.
Yeah.
It's hit, it can hit anyone and everyone. So not just an age group, not just a gender, but everyone.
Right. Right. Yeah. I completely agree with the fact that, for those listening as well, these are just conversations. Like Kaz said, we pick a topic, that we feel the Lord lay on our hearts, that, we have experience in, and we don't claim to be deep philosophers. All right. I mean, I still have my mommy talk to the doctor for me. I'm not exactly Bryce Freud, but the Lord has given us this opportunity. And so it's fun for us to just be able to talk about these things. And we would love your interaction as well. You know, if you're listening to these conversations, we'd love your input. If you want to be on an episode, let us know.
Yeah.
We're not going to background check you or anything. We'd love to have you have a conversation with you, you know, just, you know, talking about what is going on, and simply put, like Kaz said, as I'm rambling here, having a conversation about, real life topics with a real life brother is what it boils down to. So, so thank you for, even though it's only a few episodes compared to some podcasts, this has been a lot of fun, and we appreciate all of you that tune in and listen to our, listen to the topics we have on hand. So today, Kaz, what are we going to be talking about?
I think you should tell them that, my brother. I think you got to tell them that one.
Okay. All right. Well, I failed to remember. I got that joke still too. Yeah. We're going to be talking about failure. If you didn't get that dumb pun I just made, we are going to be talking about failures in life. And the fact that everybody goes through them. And so, you know, you may think this podcast is a failure right now, but at the end, you might have a different opinion. So, talking about what it means in our own walks and our own journeys of life to fail at something. Kaz, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? And I'm putting you on the spot here, but first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word failure?
Opportunity to grow. Opportunity to use that failure as, remember this analogy. I like to remind myself that life is like a book.
Yep.
You are on page 10. You know what happened on page 5. Do you know what happened on page 15 if you've never read that book before? No. So I like to remind myself that you can look back on what happened a week ago, what happened a month ago, 3 years ago, what worked and what didn't work. And use that as a book to guide your next steps in life to allow you to get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Never looking too far ahead because you don't know what's going to be ahead. But realizing, like a book, on the past pages, you can guide that as your life.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. And when you talk about looking ahead, another thing to mix into that is we don't have to always worry about what's ahead. There is a line of nearsightedness and farsightedness where people say, just live for today like there's no tomorrow. I don't agree with that. You know, don't be reckless. Don't be, for lack of a better words, don't make purposeful dumb mistakes. But also, if you're so worried about looking so far into the future that you're not living in the present, that's a problem too. Mm-hmm. So let God handle the future. Right, I probably bring this verse up in every podcast, but Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans he has for us. I mean, he knows what the future holds. So if we trust in him, that's worry we could take off our plate.
And then, Bryce,
please.
Let me ask you this: can you tell me a time where you failed in life?
We don't got enough time on the podcast, brother. But yes. I can tell you one time. I've got quite a few. About two months ago. And I haven't talked about this a lot to a lot of people, but for a while I had felt on my heart a call to join the fire department. We have a volunteer fire department in the, I live in a little town outside the big town I live in, excuse me. And that English is hard. And that little town it covers a lot of area. There's a lot of trees out there. I mean, it's kind of like a big old bonfire could be, you know, if things go wrong. So I felt a call to do that. So I started training with them. I started going to sessions I needed to get certain qualifications. And I felt really ready and was really excited about it and, you know, thought things were going great. And then I had a final interview for it. And I had the final interview. I thought it went fine. It wasn't crazy hard. I told him really the only times I start fires is when I cook. And so, you know, it should be fine. I know how to do it. And, about a week later, I got a call and just informing me that the department was fully staffed up and they weren't able to take on any volunteers at the time. And whether that be, you know, maybe she was trying to spare my feelings or whatever it was, maybe that was actually the truth. But when I first got that call, that felt like, I remember that feeling, that felt like a failure. It did. Mm-hmm. I, you know, that's the first thing that comes to your mind when you don't get something you want or when you feel like you haven't succeeded in something you've been trying for. And that, like I said, that was about a month ago. And so when that happened, I decided, you know, I was upset at first. I was bummed out, whatever, you know, lots of feelings. And a little bit after I remember just thinking and praying, okay, God, this is you shutting a door, you know, better than me. So what now? And also, I have been doing, as a side job, apart from youth ministry, I'm a carpentry contractor. So do carpentry for a side gig. And when this happened, about a week after, I got a huge job that I was able to get. I was able to put a bid on and get. And now after that, I've got another big one that's coming up. And now I kind of, you know, threw myself more into that and looked more towards that. And, you know, so this, looking back on it now, it was only a month ago. That wasn't a failure. That was just God telling me he wanted me to go another direction. And now I have time to be able to do these side jobs. And more importantly, I have much more time to spend with my family, with my wife and my daughter. And I am thankful that it didn't work out. And so it was something that at first it felt like failure. Like, you know, I wasn't good enough. I messed up on this. It was something I did. But now looking back, I was able to really throw myself more into being a family man, because I have all this time that would have gone to being on call and volunteering. And now I'm able to support and provide for my family more, be having more time to do these side jobs. And so, you know, that's one example that's very fresh on my heart and my mind that, sometimes it's not failure. Sometimes the answer is no. And God wants you in another place in another direction.
Yeah. And that's beautiful, because challenges are what makes life interesting, but overcoming them is what makes life meaningful.
Yeah.
And having to overcome that challenge of realizing, you know, I feel called to do this. Not everyone wants to be put in the situation to go serve the community. Not everyone wants to do that, but those who have a willing heart, God sees your intentions. He knows your heart and your desires. And he's not going to say no to one thing that can glorify him and that can honor him, and because he wants us to love. And so you doing that brings out love. But at the same time, he knows that maybe you weren't spending the most time with your family as much as you could because some and as a father, that's the most important thing. I mean, I'm not a father, but I know.
No, you're right.
And so it's beautiful. It's crazy how he works and the wonders he works in and the ways he works in, because volunteering or getting more jobs for a contractor, right? And those two things are completely different. One pays, one doesn't. One serves the world in a loving way. One serves the world in a loving way also, but with money. And God realizes if you are faithful to him, he will allow both to happen in your life if you are honestly genuine and loving and honestly glorifying him through it. And he'll bless you with it.
Right.
So I commend you for that, brother. It's not easy. It's not easy getting that no. It's not easy having that opportunity being taken away. But at the same time, you're young.
Yep.
We're both. You and I are young. I'm not going to say we're all young, because our listeners could be.
You could be bumping this in their retirement home, and we'd love that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. My grandpa is going to be listening.
Our good friend Andrew Tweet, we love him, but you know, he would say this too. He's 24. He's a 65-year-old in a 24-year-old's body. But like Kat said, ain't no age limit. We love him all.
Yeah. So it's, I agree. I feel you on that though, brother, because back in the, I want to say fall, personal story about me is, I got let go from a job. It was a not hard feelings. It was more of a what your job consists of, we don't necessarily have the time to teach you it. Kind of let go. And so they're saying down the road, if people are still interested, we'll look back at it again. But that was also God saying, I have something better planned for you, which ultimately led to me being able to get into speaking, me being able to get more into the podcast, clothing line. So it's it was a time of where it's like, all right, God, what next? But that's when you really put all your trust and faith in him.
Yes. And isn't that awesome to be able to be at the point now where we're at? And sometimes it takes a year. Sometimes it only takes a week. But being able to look back and see, you know, having that hindsight, finally, that clarity of visualizing, you know, God's plan and that worked out. That was meant to be. Failure is such a thing of the present. Yep. When it is such a right then and there feeling, a gut-wrenching disappointment. When in reality, when time takes place, when time goes by, you see that was fine. It was okay. You know, it wasn't the end of the world. And there are much deeper, worse, for lack of a better word, stories on failure than, you know, than just not getting a job you want or getting let go of a job. You know, there are deep stories of failure, but we serve a God who never goes away. And so, yep. You know, and as cliche as it sounds, time heals as well. So, you know, you keep trusting in God and you look to what's next. The worst thing, what is, in your opinion, what is the worst thing you can do when you fail?
Give up.
Yeah, quit. That's exactly it.
Give up.
That's exactly it.
Why stop when you're at rock bottom?
Yeah.
How's that make sense?
Yeah, right. You can't, right. There's only one way to go.
If you want to stop when you're at rock bottom and not put that next foot forward and not tell yourself one more day. Why stop? Continue to go. You're going to fail at everything in life. Not everything, but you're going to fail at things in life because that's part of the process of getting to where you want to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Failure is – what's that?
I was just going to say quick, Einstein said – and him and I kind of have the same hair, so I like to quote him. Einstein said, a person who never made a mistake has never tried anything new.
Yep. You can fail at something you hate, so you might as well try and do something you love. When I got let go from that job at sports marketing, I had to do sponsorships and things like that. I was lazy with it. I barely did anything, honestly, to be honest.
And sure.
I did not like it. I didn't have a passion for it.
Yeah.
And God saw that, even though I didn't put my full effort in. So he's giving me something where I love it now, where I wake up and I think about it, where I'm laying in bed late at night thinking about it. And that doesn't happen with things that aren't really meant for you.
Yeah.
You know, and failure will teach you that the things that you want and the things that you have a desire for, that you will hit that hurdle and you will be knocked down. But the thing is, you're so, so, so determined to get right back up and go even harder, harder, you know. Kobe Bryant, I love Kobe Bryant, as a lot of you probably know. But Kobe Bryant, when he first started playing basketball, he went all summer without ever scoring a single point.
Yeah.
You want to talk about failure?
Yeah.
I didn't even make my 7th grade basketball team.
Yeah.
I didn't give up on basketball. I love it. I love the passion. I love the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you're gonna fail at the things that you want in life.
Right.
But you got to continue going. It's beautiful. And it's the process and it's the journey that makes it so worthwhile.
Yeah. Yeah, failure is the key to success. I mean, each mistake teaches us something. There is, you know, we're going to make countless mistakes, but it's when you give up that you're in trouble. I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something, but I can't accept not trying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's not going to get you anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you're, I've heard this analogy, when you have a vehicle and the vehicle breaks down, something fails in it.
Yeah.
And I drive a Ford, so I'm very used to this.
Come on, brother. You know,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah. All my truck boys listening to this podcast. Uh-huh, yeah. when your vehicle breaks down, when you have a spark plug that fails, when you have something in the hub assembly, your axle, whatever it may be, when that breaks down, if you don't get it fixed, if you don't keep trying for it, then it's not going to get better. Then nothing's going to happen. If you just let it be, whatever, then you're not moving. Mm-hmm. And that is an accurate analogy. And if it's a goal that you want and you have failed at it, you messed up. Even yesterday, I was doing a carpentry job, and there was something I did that I thought was terrible, and I really messed up. And you know what? For a couple minutes, I let it get to me. I was upset, and it seemed like everything was going wrong. I was throwing myself a good old-fashioned 2-year-old pity party. And, you know, I just realized, I stopped and I prayed about it. And in life, that's always one of the most important things you can do. So underrated. Just stop and pray about it just quickly. I mean, even as you're listening to this right now, just do it. But then after that, you know, I realized, listen, it's one little thing, okay? If you've got to talk to the customer, take the price off a little bit maybe because it doesn't look as nice as you wanted it to. Just be honest with them and keep going. Don't just all of a sudden stop. I mean, the next thing you do, make it better. Make up for that mistake by – now what I did, I couldn't exactly go back and redo it, but – you know, for the next thing you do, make up for it. Keep trying harder. And now you know. Now I know next time when I do a wall like that, exactly what I'm going to fix. And, you know, that's life. Exactly, you know, messing up at one point and knowing exactly how to steer clear of that problem, how to fix that problem, how to avoid it.
Yeah, exactly. And one thing tying into the next topic that we wanted to discuss is relationships, friendships,
sure,
and how you interact with one another. Because, listen, I've been dunked before. I think actually all my relationships, I've been the one who the ladies have let me go. And God willing, I mean, thankfully to God, it's helped me really get to a place where I needed to be right now. They've all played a very important and significant role in my life. So I thank them. If they're listening, I love you, and I hope you are doing well. But right now we are in a world where relationships are big.
Yeah.
And they are very important because you cannot go throughout life without developing a relationship with someone.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And at times you're going to fail one another, but are you just going to throw in the towel, or are you going to dip the towel in that water and be like, all right, well, soak it all up, let it dry out. And then, you know, we'll come back and we'll reevaluate how we can make this friendship relationship stronger and how we can grow and the connection that we have.
Yeah. To go one step further, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And that, and you know, to generalize it, there, of course, there's infinite amount of reasons, but to kind of bring it into one, there is, it's it's not continuing to go forward. That's the fact of it. It's not fixing that vehicle, in air quotes. It's not stopping and praying about it. Now, I know there are special circumstances, but again, talking as a whole, you know, we need to keep going. There's going to be times when life knocks you down, to simply put it, when you feel like you've got nothing in the tank and you feel like you're in a spot where no one could understand what you're going through and it's unrelatable and it's awful. And you know what? Everyone's different, but we all go through failure. That's a certain. If we're trying a new thing, so
you cannot go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. And as I was saying, when something goes wrong in a friendship and a relationship, more towards the relationship with a significant other, husband, wife. If something goes wrong at the beginning, then it's not addressed and you failed and you're part of your duty of loving them, of caring for them, and you don't address it the right way, you're going to continue to fail and make those mistakes, you know, and you, that's going to lead to an ending where, like you said, divorce, very, very high rate.
Yep.
And the thing, one thing about divorce is, especially with this generation, dating is ultimately leading to the high divorce rates because of everyone saying, oh, all these red flags, or, well, you know what? I'm just going to trial and error this kind of relationship. If I don't like it, then I'll end it in a while. And then that leads over to a marriage because it becomes habitual.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah, very good point.
That's not the way to go. Everyone wants to give up when things get hard.
Yep.
That's failure right there. Is,
yep,
it's going to get hard. You're going to fail. But why give up when, man, when it gets hard, that's when you go. That's when you go all in. That's when you put all the marbles in one bag because you realize that you're on the right track to getting where you need to be.
Yeah.
And you're on the right track of getting that relationship fixed, because if you fail at something in it, you can address it and realize, all right, that didn't work. That wasn't the best to do. And you can fix that and you can use that as better leverage. Like I was saying with the book analogy, you can use that to say, all right, well, loving this way doesn't work the best, but loving in another way works better.
Yeah, exactly. It is a failure is a part of success and it's part of life. So you got to keep that. That is our one takeaway that we want you to receive from this is keep going. The Lord's never leaving you. We love you. Failure is going to happen. Keep pushing.
Keep pushing. One foot in front of the other. It's that simple. It can be hard. It can be very difficult.
Correct.
But realize,
much easier. Yeah. Much easier said than done.
Mm-hmm. But realize that life's a marathon. It's not a 100-yard dash. One thing I want to leave you with is this. We all came out of the womb. All right, we once all were crawling. As a baby, we saw the people walking. And as a baby, as a toddler, we tried to walk. But what happened when we walked? We took a step, we fell down. We took two steps, we fell down. We took five steps, we fell down. Did we give up? No, because eventually you learn how to walk and you learned how you got there and what helped you get there. You see someone else in life, or you see something in life that you want, you must realize that it's going to take the failures, just like when you were a baby and you wanted to walk, and then you wanted to run, and then you fell. You didn't stay there crawling. you continue to get back up. And that's what life is. You just got to continue to get back up, continue putting one foot in front of the other, and continue and realize that you don't want to be carried in life like you are when you're a baby all the time. You want to be able to walk on your own. You want to be able to go on your own. So take that step, fall, but don't forget to get back up.
Amen.
I love you. All right. Continue going. Life's beautiful. Your future is what you make it. So make it a good one. All right. Love you.
Be you.